students, even here at UCLA, actually. I've had a meeting about that last night, and I'm going to have another meeting this afternoon as well. So,
well, good. Hey, you know, I've talked about debt, and I've talked about the funny money people before. And I have said this repeatedly, that when you have a country such as this that is mired...
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. uses. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It was George Hunt that wrote the report, from which I have gleaned much of my information. During the first 3 days, the group was told that the Wilderness Congress was about beating the ozone deterioration and bringing the rainforest back and all that lovely stuff. The following days were closed to the public. With only the bankers in attendance, the topics discussed centered around the creation of World Conservation Bank. Well, that sounds kind of fluffy and nice. With collateral being derived from receipt of wilderness properties throughout the world. Now, the bank would have central...
Sounds fishy, right? That part sounds dangerous.
Remember what I said about getting out your markers and marking stuff off and then standing back 10 paces and looking at it?
Exactly. Uh-huh.
This bank would have central bank power similar to the Federal Reserve. It would create currency and loans and engage in international discounting, counter trades, barter and swap actions. Rothschild personally conducted the monetary matters and the creation of the World Conservation Bank. Now, this bank would refinance by swapping debt for assets. A country with a huge national debt would receive money to pay off the debt by swapping the debt for wilderness lands. The plan was to swap $1 trillion of third world debt into the new bank. In the long term, when the countries won't be able to pay off the loans, and let me stop here to remind you folks, you can't retire a debt with debt instruments. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Guido says the juice is still running. You either pay, I'm going to start breaking your limbs. All right?
Right.
Okay, in the long term...
That's not an exaggeration
some
ways.
No, it's not. In the long term, when the countries won't be able to pay off the loans, governments from around the world will give title to their wilderness lands to the bankers. Now, this is what George Hunt wrote in his synopsis of this meeting. Mm-hmm. Titles to the lands will go to the World Wilderness Land Inventory Trust. This trust will float the World Conservation Bank by the unanimous decree of the world's people saying, God bless you for saving our reindeer. Those people at the Congress were ignorant. They don't suspect anything. They are very naive, not stupid, just ignorant. I'm talking about 90% that were not the world banking heavyweights. Now, Hunt goes on to say that the World Bank loans, as they stand now, are not collateralized. They're saying we want collateral, so when we loan swap this debt, we're going to own the Amazon if you default. They're going to make their bad loans good by collateralizing them after the fact with all this land, and somebody is going to end up with title to 12.5 billion acres.
This is so ugly, I can't even believe it.
Oh, I've said this. James, I can't tell you how many times I've reminded people that the only thing that it's not being made anymore is land. And that is the one commodity, that is the one thing that God is not making any more of, and there's going to be a scramble for, and somebody's going to put pressure on it in some way.
Of the planet.
Well, you got it. You got it. Mm-hmm. With their funny money system, they create out of nothing and take up real wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I hold up a dollar, I look at a square foot of land, I go, okay, which is worth more? Okay, I'll take the land. All right. They have trillions of dollars upon which they can create currencies and loans, and they're going to begin to barter the counter trade and loan swap against the United States. The World Conservation Bank is a scheme to monetize land. This will function as a world central bank, and out of that bank there will grow one world fiat currency. Now, this isn't some scheme conjured up during the Bushes and the Clinton administrations. The United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development was created in 1982. The commission published the Buntland Report, setting the stage for unlimited enactments to take over ecology, the environment, and pollution laws throughout the world. The report stated, "We will have a proposal for very harsh quasi-spiritual ecological laws for Mother Earth. Mother Earth comes first. Mentality will rise throughout the world." Now that's the synopsis of this. But it goes on to say that no longer will the World Bank carry this debt unsecured. The only assets we have to collateralize are federal lands and national parks. Baker's definition of federal lands include heritage sites, which there are about 20 in the United States. I say about 20 because they're being added at a regular basis. He says, as I write this article in about to vote on proposed Rim of the Valley National Park that would include 500,000 acres of national forest land and 170,000 parcels of private property, including many farms and ranches,
That's an absolute tragedy.
At the same,
I would yeah. never, ever in 50 billion years give international bankers Wilderness, which has been here for way longer than they have, because they'll probably screw that up too.
Well,
so
and use it for their own purposes. A lot of people don't understand that when you have all the power and the money in the world, that you can create your own reality. And guess what? You little slaves out there aren't part of it because, well, we don't want to feed you. You're useless eaters. You're not going to be producing. You're going to be out of a job. We're going to reform and reshape this globe to our liking. This is how dangerous these people are. Now, let me just finish this, and then we'll go to a call. At the same time, there's a bill before Congress called the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act that would increase the acreage of designated wilderness by 50% in the lower 48 states. While our heritage sites take quite a large amount of territory, such as Yellowstone National Park, Mesa Verde, the Grand Canyon, and the Everglades, other countries have much greater areas. Brazil, for example, has the Amazon Conservation Complex, and Canada has the Canadian Rocky Mountains Park. As I write this story, the list includes 851 properties in 141 countries, compromising over one-third of the Earth's landmass. Here is the deal. They get title. They created this funny crap. They loaned it to everybody. They realize,
now they get to own the planet.
They realize that the system is going to fail. It is in the design for the system to fail.
Right.
And now what do they get to do? Okay, well, you owe us money. What do you got? Well, the only thing you got is land. So this is how we get it. They're positioning themselves to take over literally and own one-third of the planet's real estate. And, and let me remind you, folks, we're living on a planet here that 75% of the Earth's surface is water.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, and I've heard about that before a long time ago, because eventually, you know, when there's no money left, they're going to take, I mean, I don't know, I would like to know officially on paper somewhere what has been bought up by these guys in the U.S. first, like what parks and the whole thing, and then
out. Right now they're just selling it to their buddies. You see, we got ourselves in such debt that we can't afford to take care of our roads anymore, so... Even though the American taxpayer, through their taxes, extortion I call it, have paid for roads, that's not stopping. And thanks to Daddy Bush, George Bush Sr., that did that deal back in 92 that opened up the way for cities and states and everybody to sell off the infrastructure that the American people's tax dollar paid for in the first place, guess what? After they let their good old rich buddy boys in, their little ring knocker friends, come in here and buy up most of what they want to buy that they can make a buck off of, well, the rest of it will be owned by the banks to do with what they will. Now, keep in mind, folks, if we have a depression, how many people are going to be out of their homes? How much property is going to go on that market that these very same banks have title to?
Exactly. Yeah. So for everybody that's listening that has property and whatnot, all of this trickles down to you, those that you are in debt or have credit card debt or whatever, and you're concerned that...
I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, lose the love I knew, save.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. the Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
let's see, on the Chase card, I think my minimum increased three times. It's three times what it used to be, yeah.
Oh, man.
But I never
this is what I'm talking about, everybody. This is a prime example. Everybody listen. This is exactly what's going on. So,
yeah. Hard working, doing it for 10 years, for 10 years. You know what they did to say they were sorry for it? They took away my late fee of $39.
Well, isn't that nice of them?
Yeah.
Now, have you $10,000 is probably not a lot to you. Now, you could probably liquidate something. Maybe you have enough money in the bank right now that you could pay those cards off. But let me ask you a question, mate.
Yeah.
After finding out what these creatures are willing to do to you, what are you going to do in kind? What are you going to do in return?
Well, what I'm going to do in kind is... Well, actually, that's one of the reasons I'm calling. What is the other fellow's name, John?
It is James Martinez.
James Martinez.
And he is out there on the left coast.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Well, he's in Hollywood.
He's in Hollywood. Well, I'm in Los Angeles. Same thing.
Great. Yep. Great.
Same thing. Wow,
only it's a little dirtier and a little noisier down there in L.A. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'd like to get some advice from James, if I could.
Well, I'll tell you, the only thing you need to do, mate, is just call him at this number, 877-331-0626.
Okay.
Now, what I would suggest, and this is just me, mate, you're your own man, but if I were in that position and my bank did that to me after having this 10-year waltz with them, this relationship, what I would do is I would dump the entire credit card debt. It's not a lot to them. It's not going to kill them.
No.
But they've already done what? They've already trashed your credit rating.
Yeah.
It's gone.
AAA credit rating.
So from here on out, my mantra, mate, would be this. I'm only going to pay cash. If I don't have cash, I don't need it, and I don't need your damn cards.
Well, I like that. I think that's a smart thing to do, John, because...
Hey, have they damaged... I'm just going to... Hang on a second. Have they damaged you on your credit report, all three of them? Do you know that for sure?
They claim they haven't, but I have, just in case, to make sure they haven't. I've asked for credit reports from all three credit reporting agencies.
Which is also going to, by the way, mate, is also going to damage your credit by the inquiries being made.
Correct. Yeah. Well, you know, what am I supposed to do? I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't.
Well, I think it's high time that the American people understand of what system they've been operating under. As long as everything was hunky dory. Now, do you think that they would have done this to you, say, a year ago? No, they wouldn't have. I'll tell you the answer. They wouldn't have.
Okay.
Because of the banks and their practices and what they have done, floating so much worthless currency out there, they're in real trouble. And what they're trying to do is bring in, just as they've done with you, they know what's going on. And rather than you paying that 27, 28%, whatever the heck they put it at, they're banking on you.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Oh,
and most likely when it is resurrected and put back to where it was before, they don't take that stuff off the credit report. So then the other banks are all going to be sending them flyers and mail and saying transfer over here. Mm-hmm. It just goes on and on and on. Like when I talked to somebody that went through a bankruptcy when you were allowed to do bankruptcy with credit cards, and then within 2 or 3 months, they were getting offers with the same banks that they did a BK with 3 months after it.
You know,
is that crazy? It's completely crazy.
They're trying to recapture their quarry. And mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't really matter if your card is from Citibank Group or your card is for, you know, whatever credit card company it is. It doesn't matter. You know, if nothing else,
I'll go through for everybody. Let's go. I'm going to tell you right now who has the worst reputations. This is based on all the experience I've dealt with in consumers over the past 5-6 years dealing with this. Number one, gold medalist. Nobody even gets close to these guys as far as absolute total aggressiveness and complete total assassination on the public. Number one, Citibank. Number two, MBNA. Number three, it's a tie between B of A and Wells Fargo. Number four, Capital One. Number five, Fleet. Number six, Bank One. And American Express is iffy and totally all over the place with who and how they deal with people. But that is exactly the lineup there.
You know, after reading that article that I read you about the collateral actually mm-hmm. being in real estate and property, Are people, I hope, they're beginning to understand this. Because I'm going to tell you, this is not a fairy tale. This is not some whimsical, fanciful wishings on my part. But if you want to stop global governance, you dump the funny money system. There's only one guy that I've heard that has any political clout whatsoever dare make that statement in front of God and all his people, and that was Ron Paul in these Republican national debates.
Absolutely correct, yep.
And I'll tell you what.
He's got guts. Well, I've got to give him that. He's got real guts.
Buddy boy, I'm going to tell you, this guy clanks when he walks. Just call him Robbie the Robot. He's a metal man. He's got to be. Because do you understand and realize, people, how much the banks own? You know, you may be living in a house right now, but do you think you own that house? No, you're like paying rent on that house until you pay their exorbitant usury fees. You know, on my house, I think I only have another 255 payments left. You know,
only.
It's no big deal.
You got a lot to look forward to there.
Now, yeah, I do. I mean, it's every day I'm in that house, I keep looking around at the thing and I'm going, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I'll tell you why I'm doing it. Because I can't live anyplace else. Because it takes money to live. And people are forced to go to these people for their housing needs. They're forced to make loans for college educations. You're forced to make loans for transportation to buy a car or a truck so you can do some business. You are forced back into that matrix. And it grinds on and on and on. But now it's starting to come into view here. Once you have accumulated all the power and the wealth, what am I going to do with all this? Are you starting to get the picture? We're going to buy everything up, and you're literally going to be serfs. We're going to own the land, and you're going to live on it, but you're going to be somewhat of a subsistence farmer of sorts.
We will own you and the ground that you're standing on.
Every lock, stock, barrel, every cell of your body, every blade of grass, every tree leaf, everything.
Right. And this will just be battery packs and energy devices that we will suck all the energy out of and use and then dump you to the side when we're done.
Well, and you know how, folks, I'm going to tell you what, you know how dangerous this show is going to be if this thing gets out nationwide? I'm going to have to hire armed bodyguards. This is going to hurt them, and I'm going to tell you what's happening here. People are starting to get the idea of what the scam was. Heretofore, James, they had no idea. Well, yeah, banks, they loan money. Yeah, they charge interest. But you know what? That's one of the necessary evils of living here in America or any place on this planet, unless you live in the Amazon jungle.
Right.
But that's the way things are done.
Oh, and it's easy for them to do it because they can use misdirection and so forth, TV advertising. I was at the post office this morning, and it was so ironic that this guy was behind me, and he somehow was looking at his mail he just picked up in his box, and he goes, like, look at all these credit card things. He goes, have you seen that new Visa commercial? And I'm like, and I just started laughing. I said, yeah, the one there where they tell you if you don't use our card and you use cash, you're a moron.
Yeah.
That one? He goes, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I said, what do you think about that? And then he just starts shaking his head, and he's got all these applications, right? I mean, this happened to me this morning when I was picking up some mail. So it's everybody is underdressed, they're upset, they're irritated, and at the same time, I think a lot of it is these guys have gotten away with this for so long because people don't feel like they have any power, number one, and number two, they're being distracted all the time from what's going on, and they're being socially conditioned from a very young age,
sure,
as I mentioned, and that's what it all comes down to when I talk to people over the phone. I had somebody yesterday that I called back, and they're so upset and apologizing to me
for what?
About their debt.
For
I'm
what?
Like,
they're apologizing.
First of all, you know,
they're apologizing,
yeah, they're
apologizing to you.
They feel guilty. They feel guilty. He goes, James, this is what happened, and I didn't do this, and na-na-na-na. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And I had to do, like, therapy for a second because it was not a good scene. And I was like, wait a minute. It doesn't exist, first of all. And the feelings and emotions that you're reacting to are a conditioned response that they designed a long time ago. And then I show up, and you listen to the show, and you hear what's going on, and you determine that that credit card debt actually doesn't exist at all. And there's never, just so everybody knows across the board here, I've never seen a court case ever where the bank, being the plaintiff, has sued somebody and they've been able to prove that they loan money. They've never done that.
In
any case ever that I've known about.
They loan you credit. They don't loan you any money. See, and this is what a lot of people are having a problem with because, look, James, if I borrow 20 bucks from you and I tell you, hey, I'm going to catch up with you next Friday. So you see me next Friday and go, oh, you know, I'm a little short today. I forgot your 20. I'll give it to you next Friday. But you never do. That's a debt. I gave you cash. Now, you didn't charge me any usury. You didn't say, okay, I want $21.95 back. No, just give me my 20 bucks back.
Right.
But I gave you something, and you're going to give me something of value in return. Well, if we're and again, we're using the dollar here of something of value. It's a fictional creation.
Mm-hmm.
But, folks, that's not what the credit card companies are doing. They're simply just opening up their door, saying, hey, we're in business. Here's your card. Go out and charge. They put up nothing.
They put up nothing. It's a 100% profit for them. They never lose, ever.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Al in Kansas. Hello, Al.
Hey, Al.
Hi, John and James.
Hi.
How you doing?
I've got a local credit bureau harassing me. They're using a computer program to call me at home at night with a message that I'm supposed to contact them over a stupid $20 debt that I don't even owe.
$20?
Yeah.
$20?
And I don't even believe I owe it. That's why I haven't paid it, and I'm not going to pay it. But I would like to get them to stop that.
Well, what you need to do is you need to write a cease communication letter to them, notifying them to stop calling you, send a certified return receipt and regular mail, and then leave a footmark there and make sure, see what's going to happen is when they get that certified return receipt for you asking them to stop calling and they sign for it, now it's binding. So anything after that, if they call you, and you have record of it, you can use it against them if you have to litigate against them in small claims or something like that.
But,
get them to stop.
Yeah, Al, I've got a suggestion here, though. They're not going to take you to court for 20 bucks.
Well,
so what I would do if I were you, how long has this been going on?
Over 2 years already, at least.
Really?
Well, so wait a minute. They're adding interest, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, if they're calling you, that means they're already damaged you because that's probably on your credit report already. So you need to check about what the company is that's calling you and then check on the your all three credit your credit score bureaus. Find out what it is that's going on there.
20 bucks. Now, in 2 years, do you think you've got enough phone calls where they've run up more than $20 in a phone bill?
Yeah, he used to send me theirs too, but I just threw those in the trash. I never unopened.
What are they saying you owe 20 bucks for?
It was for internet service provider.
Really?
A couple years ago, I had dial up and I called them and told them to cancel it. and they didn't do it. And so when I kept getting bills, I went and talked to them, and they said, you can't just call us and tell us to stop it. You have to put it in writing. And so that's the reason I never paid it.
Okay. All right. Well, James, and again, what should this gentleman do?
You need to write a third-party cease communication letter to them, asking them to stop calling, but you need to send it certified return receipt and regular mail. There's a specific reason for that, because as soon as they know you do that and they have to sign off or something, they're going to back off right away there, because then they know that you're serious, and that little device that you just did, it's binding now.
Yeah, but
you've used the law, you've bound them to agree to stop calling, and then the moment they do start, if they call you after that, you need to keep record of it, and then if they continue to do so, then you file something with the FTC and Attorney General in your state.
Well, James, hang on a second, Hal, here. Let me examine this thing here. What would prompt a dial-up company here for Internet to turn over a delinquent?
I'll explain it right now.
Okay.
$20, all it is what's going on is they're probably hurting for cash. They sent this paper out to many people and they recycle it, and they're expecting you, the consumer, to get worried about it enough. It's just $20. $20 for a phone call to get somebody to stop calling. But if you add that up all over the place, it's a lot of money. Because most people aren't going to fight that. They're not going to do anything about it. They're just going to keep letting it ring and ring and ring. But if you add that up to 10, 15, 20,000 people, because you don't know who else they're calling, it adds up. And it's easy. You know, it's cheap to call somebody up and scare them into submission, because everybody's worried about the credit report.
Yeah.
You know, damage on the credit report. Because $20, if you don't pay that, it can turn into a problem that's 3 years on your credit report because you didn't handle it.
They
can force you to do stuff, and it all ties in together. Hammer them right at the beginning.
James, it doesn't sound to me like Al's really worried about his credit report. Al, you're not worried about your credit report, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good. All right.
Well, then do that. Tell them to cease and desist harassing you.
Okay, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Have a great day, and I love RBN.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment. A lot of people are finding out about this. By the way, our numbers are up on the program. I think the word is starting to get out.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. That's everybody that's listening, this is your show. It's everybody's business. This is the one thing, the good news about it is it's going to bridge connections between everybody that's out there. So I don't care what your story is, what your job is, what your beliefs are. Everybody's got to deal with this particular issue, and they are not on your side. So everybody needs to band together and at a strong, unified front here.
I got a quick question for my producer. Who makes the Massengale feminine products? Do you know?
Probably Citibank.
Well, no, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to contact the people that manufacture Massengale feminine products, and I'm going to ask them if they'll make and formulate a product called Massengale Mind Douche, so we can flush all this garbage out of people's heads, because they have been programmed.
Yeah, you've been programmed. You know what? For everybody that's out there, change is not as difficult as you think it is. It's just a matter of you need to understand how it was done. They reinforced that conditioned response from you for years. And then now suddenly you get here and you find out there isn't any credit card debt at all. So a lot of you have a little problem dealing with that. But if you imagine the ability to be running your life with just cash, you don't need these guys.
Okay,
need them.
I got a question for you though. Okay, say you have a credit card and you make a purchase, and the credit card company pays that business that you made a purchase from. Who is out on this deal?
The person that signed the signature. In other words, I went to go to the shopping market, I bought my groceries, I signed, I am out. The merchant always gets paid.
Okay. So the merchant or the retailer or the service provider, they have been paid.
Mm-hmm.
The credit card company is doing their little tricks out there.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
the gentleman that called in, I think his name is Al, if you email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, I will draft something for you to send to that collection company that's dealing with you. And I want to make sure, Al, you understand this. I don't care if it's $20 or $20,000. You never give them an inch, period. So you attack this issue and get right in their face like there's nothing more important, because they got to know that you're a formidable adversary, and they got to know that you're serious.
Recent